This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Betty, we got a look at April dairy product demand last week. What were some of the important takeaways in your mind?
Yeah, butter utilization total commercial disappearance was up 7.9%, and it grew domestically as well. That was up nearly 12%. The utilization was actually the third consecutive month of growth. And that's a really promising sign because the U.S. has lost a lot of its butter export business this year due to the very high butter prices at the end of 2022. Cheese numbers eked out a gain. Total cheese usage was up 0.6%, and that was, again, driven by domestic demand. From an export standpoint, cheese utilization was down almost 12%. So here in the U.S. during June Dairy Month, hopefully everybody is helping to make those usage numbers look good.
Tuesday,
Randy Romanski, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Romanski says everybody's looking at numbers this time of year.
For June Dairy Month, pretty special time in America's dairy. Land. What's on my mind is really to thank all the people involved in the dairy industry, farmers, milk haulers, veterinarians, the co-ops, agronomists, and producing a fresh, nutritious, healthy product. Thanks to all of you. It's June Dairy Month, but it's also budget season every other year. And this is one of those years is budget season. I'm just going to give like a 30,000 foot view. The budget is biennial budget, so it has to pass. If it's delayed for some reason, there is a mechanism here that allows the state agencies to continue on at their existing funding level until such time as the new funding level occurs. It's not like the federal government where there's a shutdown if they don't come to an agreement. So the budget has to pass. And the good news here in Wisconsin, people find a way to get that done.
Wednesday.
What better place to start June Dairy Month than at King Brothers Dairy and King's Ransom Dairy Farm in Schuylerville, beautiful Saratoga County on the banks of the Hudson. And we're here with Becky King. Becky, this is a unique place. You've been marketing your milk now for about how many years?
We actually started back in 2010, but we had somebody else bottling for us at that point. We were just kind of trying to get our feet wet in the marketplace and see if it would be something that would be accepted in the area before we decided to make the big investment into our plant. And we've been bottling it ourselves now for, I think we're going on our sixth year of our own bottling plant here on the farm.
This is a great place. You have three young adult children. What should they do to become involved and get the breadth of knowledge they need to prepare them for life?
Certainly follow your dreams. Don't let anyone hold you back. There is a world of opportunity for this generation. Not everyone necessarily goes home to their home farm or does what their parents did when they were growing up. It's okay to follow that dream and push forward. Take some risks, but know the risks that you're taking and take them within your comfort level. But don't be afraid to take those risks because it's the only way that you keep pushing forward. And surround yourself by people with the same goals that you have because they will encourage you and push you rather than hold you back.
So this is a family business. Mm-hmm. It's very evident when you guys go to shows. How do you work through issues?
I think our process that we work through is just all enjoying each other. We're very fortunate, and we say that all the time. We all get along very well. We not only work together all day, but then we socialize with each other on the weekends. We're all best friends, for sure. You know, if there's something that comes up at work that we don't all agree on, we work our way through it, and we still might have dinner together that Friday night.
Friday.
Heat stress is here, especially here in Illinois, where we're seeing record high temperatures in the high 90s. How can we calculate heat stress on dairy farms? Well, we use something called a temperature humidity index, known as a THI. And in the field, that's very simple to calculate. You take the temperature in Fahrenheit, add it to the humidity, and divide by 2. For example, if we're going to be 90 degrees today with 60% humidity, that totals up 150, divide by 2, that's 75. And the magic number that cows start suffering heat stress is 68. And what's interesting, Bill, is that you as a person may not think it's warm, but your cow does. Remember, inside that cow is a furnace, the same furnace you have in your house back in January, generating heat from your house from heat of fermentation. Ohio State researchers say that on average it costs about $100 lost production and effects from heat stress on dairy cattle. So, Bill, our take-home message is make sure you're aware when heat stress is occurring. Make adjustments to try to reduce the load of heat stress on cows, and we can make ration changes.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.